Brace yourself for some significant price increases in Barbados soon. That's the advice to Barbadians this morning.
My suggestion is buy what you want now rather than waiting for later, because it's going to be more expensive.
The warning is coming from businessman Scott Oran, who tells Sagicor's Early Business that on the manufacturing side, his company, Oran Limited, is seeing some hikes in prices never witnessed before. He's linking it to the international supply chains and shipping costs coming out of the COVID pandemic.
So our core business is windows and doors, which includes components such as aluminum, PVC, hardware that go into the assembly of the products, simple things like screws and nylon parts. You know, these are not items that you just find off the shelf. It's unique to the industry, to the nature of the product you make. I just got a email from a supplier I've been dealing with for 40 years, and in this email, they say there's an increase that will come into effect from May 1st. There will be an additional 9% surcharge on all orders. This 9% is addition to the 5% that was implemented in March.
Pointing out that it is coming at very short notice, Mr. Oran says it is across the board.
I mean, even freight rates, you know, the freight rates for containers coming out of China have gone from $4,000 a container to $12,000 a container in less than 4 months.
Mr. Oran adds he's seeing increases in his other operation, the Do It Best hardware stores.
In retail, we tend not to be informed about the increases that are about to take place. We see it happening when we place an order. So a lot of times they don't give consideration in the way when you buy a finished product as you would when you are buying a raw material. So, you know, if you're talking about items that you might find in a grocery store or a hardware store, well, hardware store I'm more familiar with, we'll place an order for items and have not been informed of an increase, but get an acknowledgement with the increase. Now, you can cancel it or you pay it, but you don't know about it in advance.
Local manufacturers and retailers have also been witnessing some shortages.
With the pandemic, we found that a lot of PPE equipment, cleaning supplies have been unavailable since last year, you know, early April, May, June. You cannot obtain these things because everybody was sold out. And then the next time you could order them, you did find the prices were already much higher. So in those type of items, it's been almost a year that we've experienced the kind of shortages and increases in prices.
In all of this, the ordering process, he says, has taken businesses like his to what he calls crisis levels.
You don't want to run out of materials to affect your ability to produce the products. But at the same time, you know that if you buy at the highest price, the increase has to be passed on to the consumer. And in some cases, it will be uncompetitive. And the consumer will react and the demand for our products may go down. So it's almost like monitoring the trend, seeing where it's at and knowing when the right time is to hit the order button. And having the resources to be able to pay your bills.
Mr. Oran, some say you did well in better times, so why not absorb the increases now?
And the answer to that question is we do. We don't automatically increase prices as soon as we realize a component of our manufacturing is going to increase in its cost. But ultimately, the trend is that there is no short-term solution to what we're seeing going on.
Scott Oran on Sagicor's Early Business.